This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Kind of feels like we're back in that place we were in back in March and April of last year. Hospitals and clinics are jammed with COVID patients, and healthcare workers are rightly getting burned out. And it turns out that across the country, a lot of hospitals are losing nurses as the pandemic drags on. Some are just plain walking away. Others are hitting the road to take advantage of the better pay they can get as traveling nurses. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports that the escalating pay is both a product of and partially responsible for the staffing problems in hospitals.
ICU nurses say they have put more bodies in bags than they would have ever expected throughout their careers during the pandemic. And they've also endured the discomfort of donning the gown, gloves, mask, and face shields every day. Some nurses say they deserve better compensation for that tough work.
We work hard, you know, and just weren't seeing the benefits.
Donna Pearson is one of the estimated 2,000 nurses in the state of Mississippi who left a full-time hospital job during the pandemic. Many, as in Pearson's case, have just gone to another hospital as a traveler.
I'm going to follow the money.
The money is crazy, she says. Traveling nurses have always made more than full-time nurses in hospitals and usually get a stipend for meals and lodging. But now it's many times more. Pearson is headed to Midland, Texas, where she'll make more than $120 an hour. How can hospitals afford this? Several southern states, including both Texas and Mississippi, are now using their federal COVID relief money to help hospitals pay the ever-rising hourly rates. But for the hospitals, there are downsides to relying heavily on travelers, mostly morale.
It does take its toll.
Carrie Kroll is a vice president with the Texas Hospital Association, where she says some are offering staff nurses retention bonuses, but it's nothing like the money the same hospitals are paying these temporary nurses who often need some help getting up to speed. And who does that training? The lower paid staff nurse.
When you have nurses that are working on a bedside and they've committed to staying and their colleagues are leaving and are coming and making a lot more of the money than they are. I think it's hard when you're in this environment and you've been dealing with COVID day after day.
It just is infuriating, you know, but they're willing to pay these travelers boo-coo dollars.
Taylor Wiley is an ICU nurse in Nashville who says it seems like the only way to get a pandemic payday is to leave, even though the hospital will likely have to fill the vacancy with a pricey traveler.
I mean, just within the past couple of weeks, we've had so many nurses put in their 2 weeks and go travel because they are going to be making, I've seen contracts for $10,000 to $12,000 a week take home because hospitals are so desperate for staff.
The thing is, there should be enough nurses to go around. Despite fears that the retiring baby boomers would leave a huge hole, the number of nursing graduates has been keeping up with demand each year, says nursing professor Karen Lassiter at the University of Pennsylvania.
And so it's not a nursing shortage. It's a shortage of well-funded positions for nurses.
It's too soon to say if nursing will be forever changed. Professor Joanne Spetz at the University of California, San Francisco, says perhaps more nurses will stay in traveling roles for a while. She says it's more likely that as COVID cools off, hospitals will have to move quickly to training a new crop of fresh nurses.
That really is then shifting this emergency thing into the long-term investment philosophy, and that's really where we're going to have to go.
Either way, Spetz says, the pandemic has proven just how much hospitals have undervalued their nurses, because it's not space that's been in short supply. It's staffing, primarily nurses. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.